The plan would keep the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act in place for now. It also asked the Trump administration to keep the current cost-sharing reductions for health insurers. It would give insurers tax breaks for competing in underserved areas and help those companies cover the costs of sick enrollees.
What we're recommending can go a long way towards stabilizing these markets for the next couple of years and allow us to really look at other innovations and other better ways of doing things.
The governors of six other states have also signed on to the bipartisan health proposal. Hickenlooper is set to testify before Congress next week and acknowledges the plan could land on deaf ears as Congress focuses on other topics such as the budget and tax reform. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.